Good morning, everyone. Today is the 1st of May, 2018, Tuesday morning. The fruit of the Spirit is peace. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. God hath called us to peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. The works of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Great peace have they which love thy law. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. I saw no temple, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple. The city had no need of the sun, neither the moon to shine it, for the glory of the Lord did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness, whom I have in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Judah shall dwell forever in Jerusalem from generation to generation. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed. For the Lord dwelleth in Zion. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Well, it's amazing how sometimes when someone starts proclaiming the truth of the gospel and grace, how they are accused of being self-righteous. There's no greater self-righteousness than those who are exalting man and his free will. That is the epitome of self-righteousness. But when we're giving God and Jesus Christ all the glory and salvation, how can that be self-righteous? Jesus Christ himself said in John 6, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that come to me I will in no wise cast out. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last day. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father hath cometh unto me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Therefore, I say unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. And so when you start proclaiming these scriptures, then people want to say you're self-righteous. Okay. Christ also said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is the thief and the robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the sheepfold of the sheep. And he goes on to say, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. The free willers are thieves and robbers. You talk about self-righteousness. That's the self-exaltation of the creature by putting man on the throne. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I'm the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know I the Father and lay down my life for the sheep. That's Christ speaking. And then if we go back to the 17th chapter of John, the Arminians hate the 17th chapter of John. They don't like it. They try to change what Christ himself says. He says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. All mine are thine, and thine are mine. I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved me. Well, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Where is the free will doctrine there? That's my question. Well, I'm going to leave that with you this morning to contemplate and think on. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way. It's my prayer. And let us praise and exalt the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who paid it all. And may man be abased and Christ be exalted. God bless.